Welcome to Moving the Chains. This hey is guys. The Spectators podcast about fantasy.
It's
football.
Our podcast.
Let's talk. You want to gab a little bit, David? David, what's the scuttlebutt? What are you feeling?
What is a scuttlebutt?
They moved it for maintenance. So what do you hear?
What are you hearing? What's the gossip you got? You got some gossip?
I got gossip.
Okay, let's hear it.
What kind of gossip you want?
All of it.
Whatever you can muster.
Whatever you can mustard.
Whatever gossip that you think you can mustard, I would be way into hearing it.
Word on the street is that the Celtics are going to beat the Heat tonight.
That's word in Davos Street.
Oh. Is it the first game?
It is.
TNT. I feel like basketball season ended
10 seconds ago.
Like 1 week ago.
Yeah, I know. It's back.
Already.
I'm pumped.
You don't think of basketball being that long of a season. You think of baseball being like the longest frickin' whatever ever. And it's just like...
It's because baseball plays a game every single day.
Yeah.
And it never ends. And then the playoffs are here and then they're gone. Like...
Yep.
I don't know.
The World Series I felt like was very underwhelming.
It was.
There's no drama.
Mm-mm.
Whatever.
The drama was that the Tigers sucked.
Strict.
Yep. They were just bad.
So, fantasy football with, let's talk about basketball and baseball some more. Let's do that on our fantasy football podcast.
We probably shouldn't do that because it is fantasy football podcast.
Okay, we won't do that.
All right.
So let's chat. Let's gab. What do you want to talk? I think we should talk about
Doug Martin's bananas game.
Doug Martin. That's the Hispanic pronunciation of his name.
Uh-huh.
Just crazy. 32 points. In ESPN standard,
yep,
just ridiculous. He went off the wall.
He did. If I would have had Doug Martin,
he went off the chain, moving the chains
to the wall.
To the wall, which he went off. So, yeah, holy cow! 29 rushes for 135 yards, one touchdown, 3 receptions for 79 yards, and a touchdown.
He was so good. And if I would have played Tyler Hart had 35 points this week. If I only would have started Doug Martin and Jason Hansen, I would have beat Tyler.
So what happened to Tyler Fart?
Tyler Fart just doesn't
his
look
team.
At his
he has, auto-drafted his entire team.
He has Kevin,
and he went 5-0. I think
4-0.
4-0.
Yep.
He was ridiculous. His team was very good.
Right. Cam Newton had 11 points. Arian Foster had a bye. He started him. MJD is out. Started him. Kevin Smith was started with 0 points.
Kevin Smith hasn't played in 6 weeks.
Andre Johnson had a bye, who he started. Roddy White, 3. Tony Gonzalez, 2. Bears defense, 9. And Matt Prater, 10.
Ryan Matthews is just hanging out on his bench. Michael Vick's down there. I would start Vick over Cam Newton.
Nah, questionable. Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee's down there. He had a pretty
Demarius
good game.
Thomas.
His bench is pretty loaded, man.
His bench outscored his starters 86-35.
Well, I mean, half of his starters didn't even play. What is he doing? Chris, are you okay over there?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you're not even here.
I'm physically here.
You're streets away.
We should have Tyler Hart as a guest.
I'm just
speaker.
A bull
yeah,
by
we
the
should,
way.
Is he here? Do you want to go
he's,
grab him?
He's in class. At
ugh, all. What a douche.
Here, I'll do it.
What a super douche.
Here, just... Oh.
Oh, there's a knock at the door.
I'll get it.
Who is it?
On.
Yeah, grab it. Hello? Oh, what?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Tyler Hart in the building.
How's it going?
Oh, hey, Tyler.
Just, take a seat, man.
Hey, man. Hey, what's happening?
I was just running a lot.
What's the scuttlebud?
It's just running and combing my hair while I ran.
He doesn't comb his hair.
I washed myself with a hose this morning.
There was a sprinkler going in someone's lawn, and I ran through it.
Did you ride your bike to class?
So let's talk. Okay, Tyler, quit shaking your hair around, and let's talk about your fantasy team.
Yeah,
I'm curious as to why you started Arian Foster.
Because I picked him first, and you never bench your first guy, man.
No, man, you're right. What about
even
Maurice
on a bye
Jones,
week?
Drew.
On a
Maurice
bye
Jones
week.
Drew got injured 3 weeks ago.
Maurice Jones Drew. I thought it was Nancy Jones Drew.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for coming down. This is really
hey,
fun.
No problem.
Cool.
I'm gonna go eat like a oatmeal cookie and watch half baked.
Oh, have you guys seen Dude, Where's My Car? It's like so funny.
It's like my life.
So funny.
All right, we'll see you later, Tyler Hart.
See you. Hey, yeah, no, take it easy. Just, oh, and the door opened and closed, and Tyler Hart's gone. Thanks for coming, Tyler. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that he didn't talk to me at all.
It's weird that, yeah, it's weird that, like, I wasn't picturing the interview was going to be like Chris just nailing Tyler the whole time, just like giving him the business, you know? And
he
then he just
up.
Like
didn't show
he
up.
Did yeah, Chris, you just kind of fell off.
I just wanted to give Tyler his moment in the sun.
I suppose, yeah. Because he needs a moment in the sun right now. Man, his team is bad. He went 4-0. He is now 4-4. And Chris, I believe you're the exact opposite. No, you're
3-5
because I beat you.
Because Frank Gore and Larry Fitzgerald crapped the bed.
It came down to the Monday night game between me and Chris. I was beating Chris by 17 points, and I still had the 49ers D to go, and he still had Frank Gore and Larry Fitzgerald to go. Which it
so,
so
it
it's not
been very close.
It should have been super close. It was not because Larry Fitzgerald
got hurt.
Had his
very
thumb
early.
In every hole in his whole body,
and then came back later, but still 5 for 52. And Frank Gore just didn't do anything.
Frank Gore. Yeah, I mean, the 49ers had 24, but what, there was a Crabtree touchdown, there was a Randy Moss touchdown.
Crabtree, two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns for Crabtree. Yeah. Ridiculous. So, yeah, whatever. I mean, I won, so I'm 7-1 in our league.
In the in this league, if
I only lost to
right
Tyler
now.
Hart. He's the only person I lost to so far.
Really? If the playoffs would start today, you, Eric Christensen.
Yeah.
Would be the number one seed. You'd be going up against Dandy Hildebrandy.
Dandy Hildebrandy.
And in the other bracket for the playoffs, I would be playing Steve.
Are you in second?
I am in third. Technically, because
who's in second? Is it Steve's is Dandy Andy in second?
Steve's in second. Dandy Andy's in fourth. Because they take the top two teams from each division.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So
I get it.
So after a lackluster start, I'm kind of picking up pace here.
Hey, guys, how
picking
old do you think Will Smith is?
Ooh.
Which Will Smith? Defensive lineman Will Smith from the Saints?
Actor.
Or
no.
Will
the
Smith?
Actor.
I'm going to go 43.
No.
Eric, what are you thinking?
I think that dude is 39.
He's 44.
Ooh!
44!
Get some!
Right? 44!
He's been famous for so long now.
Yep.
Whoa! Huh.
Back to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air
Holy
days.
Holy smokes.
In West Philadelphia.
How old was he when he was doing Fresh Prince? He must have been, he must have been 25 already.
23, yeah, at least. Yeah.
Holy
his,
cow.
His films have made $5.7 billion at the global box office.
And then his son's movie.
Karate Boy.
The Karate. Karate Boy.
Wax on. Wax
Hello.
Off.
Hello, I'm Karate Boy.
I'm going to do karate to you.
Watch out for my Karate Boy move.
Welcome to the pain. That's the poster. Welcome to the pain, Karate Boy, starring Jaden Smith. Karate Boy. And Willow Smith's hit single was super cool.
Will Smith and Jaden Smith are starring in, wait for it, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie.
Oh, boy.
Comes out this summer.
Will Smith has done some bad things, bad movies.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He's not that bad.
But no, I'm saying I love the man. I think he's great.
You know what my thing about Will Smith is I don't like him.
At all?
Not really. Like, I don't mind
Tell
his screen presence. I don't mind his screen presence. But then I always think of, because everyone forgets that he is also a Scientologist. So he is a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Tom Cruise jumps around on couches and John Travolta, like, has sex in the bathroom with little, like, 19-year-old boys or whatever it was.
I think that
So these people are weirder
yeah.
than Will Smith. Will Smith keeps a facade of sanity in public.
Which is kind of interesting.
He's obviously insane mm-hmm. to believe Scientology.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just look at that and I'm like, you believe the same things as Tom Cruise, man.
I think that.
You're there. You're
I
back.
Mean, I mean, batch ideological, you know, beliefs yeah. aside.
On the screen, he's pleasant.
I think that he is funny and he is charming.
He's a pleasant guy,
which
yeah.
is all you need in
to
you know your 44-year-old black actors
to do I the mean, things that he does.
Yeah, so. to do the pursuit of happiness.
I actually
doesn't
cried.
Require during that movie.
I actually cried the first time I saw that movie.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
It was a tearjerker.
I haven't seen it. Is that his son in that movie?
A jerker.
Is that Jaden Smith?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yep. And I actually
comes full circle.
A little nepotism there.
Yeah, for sure. How do you know? Ugh.
Watch the movie. Annoying. Watch the movie. Do it.
Their whole
do
parenting
it.
Scheme is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, hey, kids, do whatever you want. We'll pay for it, and you'll be famous.
And all she does all day is do push-ups. She does sit-ups, Jada Pinkett Smith, all day. She's just a terrifying-looking woman.
While you were trying to explain.
I know. I know.
Devo, you were happening all over everything, like the M. Night Shyamalan movie, yeah, The Happening, which was good. Psst. Just kidding. It was bad. It was horrible.
Not no, good. Lady, that's not what we're doing.
So let's talk about, holy cow, Jason Witten.
Didn't get in the end zone, though.
He had, but...
18 receptions.
Imagine having him in a PPR.
162?
18 catches for 162, I think 162 yards.
Just picture a PPR right there, huh?
Just ridiculous. Yeah, and PPR.
Redonkulous.
Holy
actually.
Cow.
That's pretty redonky.
He's, I don't, I feel like I said that one time. And then you accused me of stealing that.
You
from
did
you,
because I
from
started
Redonkey.
It. I started it.
I don't even like it that much.
Fine, then give it back
I think
to
it's,
me.
I think it's kind of dumb.
Then let me have it back.
So you can have it. I don't want it.
Oh, why?
I don't even want it. So earlier in the year, Jason Witten, when they, in week 4 they played Chicago, he had 13 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown, which would have been 30 points in PPR, but it's 17 in regular. Mm-hmm. This game he had 18 catches for 167 yards, 16 points in ESPN standard. Would have been 34 points. No, 30, 34, right? Yeah, 18 plus 16, 34.
Very good.
I've done math before in my life.
He really helped my team out this week versus Tyler Fart.
Jason Witten?
He did.
Did you beat it? Yeah, you beat him.
Yep, second leading scorer on my team, right behind Dougie Doug. Muggy Darton.
Muggy Darton.
he's just darting around the field. Muggy Darton. Very good. Very good, Davo.
Thank you.
So
the whole Giants team just took a big poop this week in fantasy football.
Yeah.
Eli Manning with like 11. I'm looking here.
Victor Cruz had two.
Ahmad Bradshaw 5. I don't know how much Nick's had, but
it's like redonky. Chris, what do you think? Are you getting infuriated that I keep saying redonkey?
No, man. I'm just spreading it. I'm just spreading the word. I'm bringing
spreading the good word. About
bring
the,
it to the mainstream.
About the everlasting love of
Deshaun redonkey. Jackson said Michael Vick is still an elite quarterback. He's had like 1 year of being an elite quarterback in his life. That's it.
I remember 1 year when
had his first starting year in Philly. Yeah, he was an elite player.
When I had Mike Vick in fantasy 1 week, he got 51 points. And after that, I was just like, oh, yep.
You're sold.
I'm taking him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping him.
So we were talking the Giants. Okay. They crapped themselves, essentially. They crapped all over themselves and all over the bench and on parts of the field.
But they still won.
And I will say this, their number one scorer was Lawrence Tynes. He had 5 field goals, and I had him, I think, against Chris.
Yeah, it was. That's why I was just glaring.
So Lawrence Tynes was actually my number one scorer.
Number one.
Yeah.
That's kind of pathetic, dude.
Lawrence Tynes had 19. My next highest score was Adrian Peterson with 16. Matt Forte and Percy Harvin both had 15. Drew Brees had 14. So Lawrence Tynes really made my week, man. I beat Chris by 12. If Lawrence Tynes
had had
18.
By 18.
Okay. Never mind then what I was going to say. Thank you for ruining this sentence.
Just be right.
I tried to be absolutely truthful at every single moment of my life.
But were you?
I was.
Okay.
Then I was. What's happening with Wes Welker?
Wesley Weckler?
He had 4 solid games in a row, and then he just kind of...
Because Rob Gronkowski had 3 touchdowns and awesome touchdown dances.
He's just squirting out a tight toot now.
Yeah, a tight toot. That's what Wes Welker is doing. He's squirting them out. God.
Wes Welker's got banana hands. That's his problem.
He should stop holding bananas when he should be catching the ball. That's, I think, his main problem, is all the bananas. And also that Gronkowski is now being a thing again.
Can we drop some knowledge bombs about Titus Young?
No, that guy sucks.
Dude, he does suck. He's hawking some
TDs.
He
caught a touchdown. Yeah,
he caught two. He had two.
Crap.
He had two in like 100 yards.
Yeah. He had 22 fantasy points. Kelvin Johnson had four.
You think that's going to happen again?
Yeah.
I don't know. You never know.
I do. Kelvin Johnson
sucks.
Kelvin Johnson
cannot catch the ball. He's like a J Mike.
Kelvin
he's been dropping.
Everyone is pooping on Kelvin Johnson. Here's what he's projected to do the rest of the year. 94 catches for 1,458. Yeah, what a fucking bum.
Yeah, but what about touchdowns?
That's not okay. I mean, you can't count on touchdowns. You can't rely
from Kelvin
on them.
Johnson.
You can
I think
probably,
you can.
Yeah.
There are guys. I mean, it
they don't
every
call
year,
him
guys,
Megatron for a reason.
You know, well, this is what you get when you count on touchdowns. Sometimes they don't come through for you.
This is a guy that is many people's number one draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
People picked him over Arian Foster in mm-hmm. some leagues. And he's the 18th ranked wide receiver right now.
I mean, it's just the touchdowns. It's, I mean, and those will come. Here I will not be surprised if he ends up with 10 touchdowns this year.
Here we go. On the team, Titus Young has 3 touchdowns. Nate Burleson has 2 touchdowns. Ryan Broyles has
Broyles.
2 touchdowns. Kevin Smith has a receiving touchdown, and so does Brandon Pettigrew, and Kelvin Johnson only mm-hmm. has 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's frustrating.
Okay, it's frustrating, but it's not performance-based.
I don't know. I think he's dropping passes that he shouldn't be dropping, which happens.
I think he is the same player that he has always been. Mm-hmm. He's just not in the end zone. That's
Randall
all.
Cobb.
Candle Robb.
Is the 13th ranked wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
and Calvin Johnson
okay.
is 18th.
If you had him on teams, would you do a straight up, I'll trade you Calvin Johnson, you give me Randall Cobb?
I have.
Would you do that? Tell me, would you do that?
I would not do that.
How many of the 17 ranked above Calvin Johnson would you trade straight up for Calvin Johnson?
I wouldn't trade any. I'm
Thank
just
you. Then we're having a nothing discussion.
You are having a nothing discussion.
No one worry about Calvin Johnson.
I think it is
That's
worth
the whole
worrying.
Point. If Matt Stafford throws that way again, you think Calvin Johnson's not going to end up with his share of the touchdowns? If he
I mean,
keeps
he
throwing
will,
the ball this way.
But is he going to? I don't know. I think he can, but I don't know. It's just they're out of sync.
It's just a nothing argument to me. Now, a real argument to me would be Larry Fitzgerald, because not even so much his talent, which I think is still where it has always been, but his quarterbacks who are throwing him the ball are butt-awful.
I am always down. Yeah, I'm always down on Larry Fitzgerald because he's arguably the most talented receiver in the whole game.
I mean, if not most talented, most consistent
yeah.
by far.
But, like, he just has these just giant shit piles of people.
Since Kurt
They're
Warner
literally
left.
Burlap sacks full of feces
Since
that
Kurt
are throwing
Warner
him
left.
The ball.
Yeah.
And so like, he just, I don't well, think he's reliable.
He's still on pace to piece together a 1,000-yard season with 6 touchdowns. So, I mean, he's still been a good option.
And who else do they have? Early Doucette?
They're throwing
Andre
the ball to
Roberts.
Andre Roberts all
Andre
the
Roberts.
Time. And, I mean, I'm sure it's because Fitzy's getting double and
yeah.
triple covered.
But Andre's pretty good. He's pretty solid.
I mean, he's solid because I'm sure he's just open because that's
true.
You know, they cover Larry Fitzgerald.
5 tutties this year. But.
So it'd be interesting. We should go into this a little bit about like who would you say were like the top 8 picks? Maybe like okay, you have those four.
Rodgers.
You have the 4 quarterbacks.
Rodgers, Breeze.
3 quarterbacks. Rodgers,
Breeze,
and
Brady.
And then Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy,
Ray Rice,
Calvin Johnson.
Is
that 7?
That's 7, yeah.
Who would be the other one? Maybe
off the top of my head, I don't know.
Maybe Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry was up there.
Matt Forte went in the first round a lot.
I would say maybe Matt Forte.
So out of those guys, like not many of them are actually doing that well.
McCoy.
Like Aaron Rodgers had a kind of a slow start to his season. I mean, he's going to be fine.
Breeze has been good, except for
Breeze
last week.
Breeze has been good.
Except for this last week.
Brady's Calvin been Johnson hasn't been as good.
Brady's been decent.
Brady's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Arian Foster has been good. LeSean McCoy is consistent, but he's consistent in that he gets like 9 to 12 points every single week.
Right.
Which is not, I mean, it's not great. He'll get a touchdown in 40 yards.
Because they try to throw the ball all the time.
And this is a guy who had, he had 25 all-purpose touchdowns last year? 20. Probably 20. 25 seems way too many. But he had just like, he had a giant load of touchdowns.
Come on, man.
And then,
come on, man. You
I
can't
just,
say that.
No, I'm just saying. Dude had a giant load of touchdowns. I mean, I just paused. I just paused in, you know, I think a normal place. And you took it to mean something completely different.
I mean, here's LeSean McCoy's point production for fantasy football standard leagues. 11, 12, 7, 13, 13, 10, bye week 18. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can't really sneeze at that.
No, you can't.
Achoo.
I'd say, like, Arian Foster, though, has been, I mean, he's easily been, I mean, the no-brainer for the number one pick that's actually performing the way that everyone has expected him to. I think he's really the only one. I guess Ray Rice, too, because that's just the way Ray Rice always is. But, like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, people put so much stock into these first round picks, and then some of them, yeah, I mean, as you put it eloquently, you know, they crap their compression charts.
Arian Foster's numbers, I would not trade anybody for this guy, I feel like. 19, 20, 16, 14, 22, 15, 21.
It's pretty consistent.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
pretty phenomenal.
And it's a pleasure having him. I have him in two leagues, and it's so.
And they give it to him at the goal line too. I mean,
every time
nine touchdowns already. Jeez.
And if they're 10 yards out, they'll throw it to him, and he'll make it in. It's just like, he's a joy to have. Adrian Peterson's been pretty good. He could have been a first round pick for sure. He was obviously his rep was kind of up in the air, but I mean he's back. And he's good. And I feel like a lot of people got him in the third round. I feel like I got him in the third round in three leagues. And it's been awesome.
You know who's having a really weird year? No. Steve Smith.
Yeah. We were talking about this a little bit last week.
He's on pace right now for 80 catches, 1,346 yards. So that's 17 yards a catch. He's on pace to get 144 targets. So far this year, they've thrown him the ball 63 times. None of them have gotten a touchdown.
He has one touchdown.
No, he has no touchdowns.
He has no touchdowns.
He has no touchdowns. They've thrown the ball 63 times, and he hasn't gotten in the end zone yet. That's remarkable.
What a weirdo.
He's being super productive.
Yeah. He gets the targets. He's getting 7 grabs usually.
Yeah.
And he's had 300-yard games.
Yeah.
He said 280 yard games.
It's just
if
weird.
He could just get in that fucking end zone, that would be great.
So weird. That one
you have him, don't you?
I have him in two leagues.
Are you
now.
Starting
yep.
him?
Both leagues. I start him every week in one league, and now if it's I have Fitzgerald and yeah, I think I started him in both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I did.
I want to talk about God, Jamal Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
He had five
rushes
for 4 yards
in the whole game.
Yeah, and like 6 weeks ago, he had 233 yards. It's just baffling.
But it's like
so up and down.
In that Chiefs game, he was like, it's not like someone else was getting the carries either. I think Matt Cassel ran. Like 7 times or something for 20 yards. And he was the only one that beat Charles. So they just didn't run the ball at all. And they didn't even really throw the ball.
What were they doing out there?
So I don't know what the Chiefs were doing.
The Chiefs
maybe they were, I don't know, eating cotton candy and then making out with each other. But they should have maybe been playing football
maybe
against the Raiders.
Stop eating cotton candy and
the
making
Chiefs
out with
are
each other.
The worst team in the NFL. That's my prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's my statement.
They're just
god
awful. Oh, yeah.
And the Raiders are bad. And when the Raiders beat them by that much, you know
oh,
that the
yeah.
Chiefs are bad.
I mean, come on, dude. It's the Raiders.
The Raiders.
It's like they weren't even trying to.
It's the Raiders.
What is this? What are
Chris
you,
Berman.
Is
that's how he said
the
it.
The Raiders.
Oh, really?
Oakland Raiders.
Yikes. Chris Berman is an ass clown.
Oh, effectively, yeah.
He's an ass hat.
Ash hat. So that's it's just ugh. You know, I don't know what to do about Jamal Charles because he's done this before. Week 2 against Buffalo. What? Is that Dava? Are you playing something?
The Raiders.
Yikes.
Yep. So
I have this old blooper video that is narrated by Chris Berman.
rumbling, bumbling, whop, stumbling, breaking tackles.
Is that him?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. But he did a blooper tape. And it was very funny. I loved it as a child, as a wee one.
But you think he's an ass clown now?
Boy.
As a wee
but
one?
But now I just see Chris Brown. I'm like, this dude's an ass clown.
Who the heck's Chris Brown?
Chris Bourbon.
Well, I mean, Chris Brown is
Chris
famous.
Brown. Do you see Chris Brown got a neck tattoo
of Rihanna's beaten face?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Taylor was
I feel
livid
like
on that.
Who made a really good, I think it was Jimmy Fallon or Conan or one of those dudes was like, oh, hey, you know, that's the only, you managed to somehow make having a neck tattoo like uncool. Have something worse than just having a neck tattoo. It's like, it's like very, ugh. What a dude, Chris Brown.
What a dude.
He's really representing the men of the world in a really cool, hip, modern way. What a good guy. I wish he was my friend and my dad, my stepdad.
She was my friend. Like my
your cool friend, your dad,
dad.
And
my
your
cool,
stepdad?
Like,
that's kind of
my
weird.
Cool, like, babysitter, soccer coach.
Hey, would you be my dad friend?
Would you be my friend dad?
My friend, but also my dad.
Could you just be my friendly daddy?
All right,
be my friend dad.
That's taking it a little too far there. Friendly daddy.
Dave-O, do you want to be my dad friend?
I don't think so.
Dave-O, when we're dads, we're going to be friends.
All right.
And so we'll just be dad friends.
You are one.
That'll work. That'll work. Silly. That'll work.
Be my baby.
Oh. Okay, I traded for Matt Stafford last week, and he did well. He did real well. He had three tuds.
Three tuddies.
Like 400 yards. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy. Happy to have him. Do you think
happy
that
to have you fat faced fool.
He is a moon face. His face looks like a moon.
It does.
Because it's so
just
it's big.
Pumpkin
his
face.
Looks like a pumpkin butt. like
he's
a,
just
a no, it's like a deformed pumpkin where like the bottom of the pumpkin just like explodes out a little bit.
He's got
and that's him.
Just a pie shaped face. Looks like he put a weird drugstore mannequin on his head and dressed it up in a pie.
It's like
and that's Matt Stafford.
It's like he put three drugstore mannequin heads and he smashed them together so that it would be big. And then he's like, I could do this to my own self. And then he took he took the heads of his brothers and sisters and he made his head and face a lot bigger.
But then he ate a lot of moon.
He ate the moon. And that's Dave, are you paying attention here? Are you hearing what we're saying?
No, you guys lost me.
Moon?
Moon?
Did you see the movie Moon with
it's
Sam
great.
Rockwell? It's
great.
Great.
He's great.
It's unreal.
One of the most underrated performances I've ever seen. How
right?
did that not get an Academy Award nomination?
What a guy. Sam Rockwell is one of the best actors, I think, working. And he just, like, no one cares.
No.
He's not like Will Smith, you know.
I want to know.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Bow, bow, bow.
I want to know. Have you ever seen the rain?
Bum, bum, bum.
Coming down. Sunny day.
Ba da ba ba da ba. Oh, CCR.
David, what is that voice?
Scuba dooba room floop tube.
Did you invent that voice or are you stealing it?
Dave, are you a thief?
Are you a thief?
Are you a
stinky answer the question
robber?
You look guilty.
I am the pillowcase guy.
You're the pillowcase bandit.
We broke it, Eric.
We broke the story.
It was that easy.
We're both going to get jobs at the National Enquirer.
I think it'd be fun to work at the National Enquirer.
Probably.
Probably. I don't know.
You
just
can
talk
write
about
like
aliens
shit,
that live in Madonna's tits or something. That's a story. There's a story there. What about, like, Hey, we should do a story about the aliens that definitely.
Gabourey Sidibe gave birth to gremlin dogs. Story on page 5.
Not just gremlins and not just dogs.
Gremlin
but
dogs.
Something more. And Gabourey Sidibe gave birth to them. And now she is pencil thin.
That was where the weight was.
Yeah, the gremlin
dog. It was all gremlin dog weight.
You guys are geeking over here.
Well, she had gremlin dog weight, Devo.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, gremlin dogs. What a good day. We're having a good day. Oh, we got a little bit more to talk about, don't we? We talked about Matt Stafford. We talked about Jamal Charles. We talked about Jason Witten. We talked about Lawrence Tynes. Do you need anything else from us?
I think they should be satisfied. We've given and given and given and asked for nothing in return.
Give and give and give and give.
And give.
And give. Do we see...
And we
I feel like we end a lot of our podcasts by Packer Talk, with Packer Talk. You see, Charles Woodson's out for
that was
a long
week and
ass
a half
time,
ago.
An extended period of time. He's out.
So frust. It's so frust.
Here's my bold prediction: in 2 to 3 weeks, Jimmy Starks will be majority ball handler.
You think?
Oh yeah, I would not be surprised if it's this week.
Okay,
they've given Alex Green 3 weeks of 20 plus carries, and he's just not doing anything with it. And the blocking has been bad.
I think if you give James Starks 20 carries, he can do it.
We'll find out.
He gets a bigger head full of steam.
He's
stronger. He falls forward. He doesn't just stop.
The problem is he runs east and west.
He's going to get hurt.
Oh, for sure. But like Alex Green is going to too. I don't know. Like, it's just there's no good solution. Cedric Benson seemed like it, and then man, did he get hurt? Can I talk about this trade? Quickly,
no.
Okay, I'm doing.
You want to bore me to?
I'm doing
tits.
My pay league. Okay, ready? Someone offered me this trade, and I accepted.
How you feeling?
Mostly on principle, and I'm not sure what to feel, because it feels. I mean, if it were 1 year ago, or 2 years ago, it would feel like a steal.
Say what it is.
He offered me Andre Johnson. For Jonathan Dwyer.
Oh, I'd do that so
yeah,
fast.
Right?
I'd do that so
feels
fast.
Feels like a no-brainer to do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, like, it's, like, off-putting. You know, it threw me off that I was like,
it's so
no-brainer
that you sat and thought about
are
it.
Are you serious? Jonathan,
no,
do like,
so
Rashard
fast.
Mendenhall is going to be back in 1 week.
So it's like, yeah, even if Dwyer still gets 12 carries, it's going to be 12 carries because that's going to be a – they're going to split time.
So
they're
going to
give Rashard Mendenhall the ball.
Andre Johnson has obviously been pretty lackluster, but
yeah,
I was
but
like, what?
You don't even have to get that much out of him to get value in that
what?
Deal.
Are you kidding?
Like,
yes, I'll do that.
Are you ever gonna play Jonathan Dwyer ever anymore? Like, he's gonna go on your
no.
bench. Yeah, so
he's just hanging out down there.
So I mean,
I'm not playing
course,
him now.
That's a no-brainer.
That
so, literally requires.
I mean,
no
I have.
Brain.
I have Randall Cobb in my flex spot.
You don't have to give that any brain.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give it any brain. Why would I give it brain? Why would I hang it brain? Brain danger. Brain danger. Whoa.
Big sloppy brain danger.
It was fun. Okay. So, I mean, obviously, right? Everyone, like, the Hurricane Sandy thing sucks, and that's horrible for a lot of people. But yesterday, they're doing work on some skyscraper in New York City, and there was a crane on it that, like, the winds kind of, like, tore down.
And it's dangling.
And every single news story, like, had the words dangling crane, and I thought it was so funny.
Oh, God, I got a crane like dangle going on.
Yeah, just crane dangle. Like, there should have been one, if there was one headline that was just, like, all caps.
Crane
with an exclamation point. Crane dangle. It would have been so funny. But
alas,
so,
not to be.
Yeah. So I'm sorry for finding joy in that.
No, you don't have to be.
I just feel bad.
You don't have
you
to
know?
Be.
Just because it is a pretty tragic thing. And, you know, thoughts and whatever. we're gonna end the podcast on thoughts and whatever. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for giving what you call filling stop in your step.
Tyler Hart's back.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up? I just kind of wandered in. What's up? I was eating this, like, I was eating these pasta. I was eating these gluten-free animal crackers, and I was just like, man, what would happen if, like, a meteor went into a movie?
You know, I was cooking pasta for the whole cross-country team, and then I was like, whoa, like, what am I doing?
I sat there, like, and I was like, I had...
What?
I had,
and then I wrote a song about it.
Softly, Dear.
Softly. Softly, Dear is actually named after the way that Tyler Hart moves his bangs from his face. I'm sorry, Tyler.
He doesn't listen.
You're not going to listen to this. We're just going to cyberbully.
Cut your hair.
Cut your hair. Get a job.
Your hip dip. Damo, you want to say anything mean about Tyler Hart?
Say something about him.
I like Tyler Hart.
Yeah, we do too, but just...
We love Tyler
Tell him like his nose is goof.
No.
Tell him he's got a goof nose. Tyler Hart, you got a goof nose.
I think his nose is okay.
Seems pretty goof.
I mean, it might be kind of goof, but on the whole, I think it's fine.
I bet you do think it's fine.
I mean, it's
on
not...
The whole.
Honestly, I've never looked at his nose.
Well, then you have no frame of reference.
So I can't say if it's weird or not.
All right, let's get this thing on the road.
So I'm sorry. Okay. We just want to quickly thank Will Smith for letting us talk about him. Don't sue us for using your name on this. What else? Let's talk. We'll thank WUEC.
Yep.
89.7. WUEC out of Eau Claire. They broadcast from this studio. Thanks for letting us use their stuff. It's very nice. They have cool student programming. On Sunday nights from 5 to 8.
You're usually there?
Listen up. Yeah, I'm on at 7. So listen for songs that I listen to or whatever. I don't know. So that's cool. They're very cool for letting us be here. Make sure you check out The Spectator. If you can pick up a print issue, do it. A lot of cool stuff in there.
No one scoops the tater. No one scoops the tater.
On the cover this week, there is Culver's coupons. At the bottom, very good Culver's coupons.
Pick it up.
And if you don't, three of them in less than a week.
If you don't use them, you can buy one, get one, a double deluxe.
They're so good.
A double deluxe.
So good.
So good.
Or, and then with that meal, you can get a free scoop of frozen custard. So please, please pick up the Spectator. Cut that coupon out after you read the whole thing. And then we'll see you out at Culver's probably because we're going there right now.
Dave was eating one right now.
Dave was performing cunnilingus on a frozen custard.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
It's never an okay word.
Okay. Are you sure?
Girl, let me just perform some cunnilingus.
Like that SNL sketch of Tina Fey that was like...
Cunnilingus.
It was Colonel Angus.
Cunnilingus may be dark.
Cunnilingus may be sweet.
Cunnilingus may not smell like a bed of roses. Just tap me on the head if I'm
overstayed my
welcome.
Dave was playing with the sound effect board. Okay, so also. This is horrible.
You are now free to move about the country.
Okay, so check out spectatornews.com.
Pick up the physical
every
issue.
Single day. Pick up the physical issue.
Bye.
This podcast will be up on Thursday.
And it's over. It's over.
So
now.
For moving the chains, my name is Eric.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Steve.
And I'm Tyler.
Hey, I'm Tyler. It was nice to be here.
Hey,
thanks for having me, you guys. That was real sweet deal.
I'm gonna
you.
Go probably like make some ramen in my microwave and then like go home.
We're gonna make a fruit snack based out of leaf plant.
And then we're gonna go exploring.
Do you want to go hike around Mount Simon?
I'm gonna
bring my bike, but I'm probably not gonna ride it. I'm just gonna carry it. Just gonna carry it around.
I'm gonna
on
buy
Mount Simon.
A corn cob pipe from an old woman.
Dude, I hear at the flea market that they have tarot cards. I'm gonna buy them and read your future.
And Yu-Gi-Oh cards
Yu-Gi-Oh.
To battle you with.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you.